Hey there, welcome to Outside the Box, Recognizing Uncommon Courage. Today's topic is Katie Sierra. Here's another in our very occasional series on unique and strong-minded individuals. Quote, "When I saw the dead and dying Afghani children on TV, I felt a newly recovered sense of national security. God bless America," end quote. Those were the ironic and cynical words handwritten on a T-shirt worn by Katie Sierra in October 2001, just after the U.S. invasion of Afghanistan. Sierra was a 15-year-old student at a Charleston, West Virginia high school. As a pacifist, Sierra was opposed to that invasion. And did that T-shirt push the buttons of other students, teachers, and administrators? Wow. Katie Sierra pushed more buttons by trying to start a club at school to study anarchism. Sierra was called into the office of the school's principal and suspended for 3 days because of the T-shirt. Growing condemnation of Sierra followed, including criticism by school board members, physical attacks, and even death threats, just for what was written on a T-shirt and the desire to learn more about anarchism. Katie Sierra left school as a result of the threats. The American Civil Liberties Union filed suit on her behalf against the school district and principal, arguing that the principal, not Sierra, was responsible for the uproar. Sierra should be lauded for courage and independent thinking, argued the ACLU. Their lawyers also claimed that students had the right to free speech, just as students had a right to recite, or not, the Pledge of Allegiance. Citing a lack of support from family and community, Katie Sierra moved out of her home. She explained, quote, "You're never free. You're always trapped. This is a corrupt society. I'm paranoid to even use the phone anymore," end quote. While the comments may have sounded a bit extreme at the time, they seem right on for many today. Ultimately, in a trial that gained national attention, a judge ruled for Sierra in regards to starting an anarchist club. However, she lost the claim for having the right to wear a provocative T-shirt and not be suspended. Free Debate, the club, was supported. The right to free speech for students was not, summed up by a newspaper editorial which stated, quote, "Students do have rights, as long as they are not disrupting the education of others," end quote. A few commentators suggested that the West Virginia school had squandered the chance to give its students the freedom to learn what they really wanted and to speak their minds fearlessly, even when their opinions dissented from the mainstream. What happened to Katie Sierra after leaving school? I could find no mention of her after this incident, other than being a student at Marshall University 3 years later. Sierra had either dropped out of public view and/or changed her name. Young and smart, Katie Sierra symbolizes the oppression of those who did not conform to the blind patriotism following the September 11, 2001 events and the U.S. invasion of Afghanistan that followed. Sierra was courageous beyond her years, swimming against the tide of public opinion. Do you think we in the U.S. are more tolerant of dissent now than we were in October 2001? Why or why not? I'm Larry Danziger, admiring the guts that some young people have today.